Paris, France's Finance Act for 2025, adopted by the French Parliament on February 6, 2025, includes several pivotal tax changes for businesses, signaling a shift in the country's corporate tax landscape. Among the key measures are the introduction of an exceptional surtax on corporate income, an update to the Pillar 2 rules in line with OECD guidelines, and an increase in the financial transaction tax rate. The law, set to be enacted after publication in the Official Gazette, will take effect in the coming months. Context and background: a new phase for France's tax landscape. This year's Finance Act introduces an array of tax adjustments aimed at both bolstering public revenue and refining France's corporate tax regime. The most significant development is the creation of an exceptional surtax on corporate income, which will target the largest companies with substantial profits. This policy echoes similar moves made by other European countries, where governments are increasingly turning to windfall taxes to capture more revenue from the corporate sector. In addition, the Finance Act tackles long-standing issues such as the gradual phasing out of the contribution on companies' added value, CVAE, and the introduction of a beneficial ownership condition in the tax code for withholding tax on dividends. Economic and compliance impact, implications for corporates and investors. The introduction of a surtax on corporate income taxes will primarily affect large companies, creating new compliance and reporting burdens for entities that meet the threshold of significant profits. Though the exact rate remains to be detailed, this surtax will likely impact profitability and could result in increased tax liabilities for high-earning businesses operating in France. Further, the updated Pillar 2 rules, aimed at aligning with the OECD's December 2023 guidance, will have a direct effect on multinationals. This change solidifies France's commitment to the global tax overhaul aimed at ensuring a global minimum tax rate, providing greater tax certainty for multinational corporations. The increase in the financial transaction tax, FTT, rate, from 0.3% to 0.4%, also makes France one of the highest tax jurisdictions in Europe for financial transactions, affecting large institutional investors and high-frequency traders. Stakeholder reactions, insights from tax experts. This new surtax reflects France's effort to increase its tax take from large, profitable companies as part of a broader European trend, said Sophie Dufresne, partner at KPMG France. For multinational businesses, the updates to the Pillar 2 rules mean further adjustment of global tax strategies. However, the increase in the FTT rate may have a more immediate impact on investors. Next steps and what to watch, implementation and potential challenges. While the Finance Act's measures will provide the French government with additional revenue, businesses will need to review their tax strategies and compliance practices carefully. The surtax and the changes to the CVAE will require thorough adjustments to corporate filings and projections. For multinationals, aligning with the updated Pillar 2 guidelines will be a complex task. Companies should prepare for changes to their tax positions, particularly regarding global income allocation and the application of minimum tax rules. In the coming months, further details on the specific implementation of the surtax and its impact on the corporate sector will become clearer. France's commitment to global tax reforms, particularly around digital services, remains a focal point for policymakers and businesses alike. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.